Minute Stories. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to 2 Minute Stories. Got something a little bit different today. We're happy to welcome a guest, J.B. Lyon, author. J.B., thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on.
You got it. J.B. is author of a brand new series of books called The Seventh Spark. I don't want to steal any thunder here, but J.B. is going to do us the honor of reading a passage from his project. We're looking forward to that. But first, J.B., would love to know a little bit of background about The Seventh Spark, how it got started. What was kind of the impetus for you wanting to create this?
Well, thanks. It was, it's a labor of love for me. Actually got started from a game I did with my children. I have two kids. They're grown now. I've got an 18 and a 20-year-old. But back when they were young, we used to play this kind of a King of the Hill game. And we all kind of had our own species or race, if you will. And each race was trying to outdo one another for control of the universe. And out of that, we was trying to figure out how we could outwit one another. And from that, I just got a whole lot of really good stories and kind of developed some characters. And I just kept jotting things down. And then from a lot of pressure and pushing from my wife, who's also an author, she finally said, "Hey, man, you need to do something with this, you know." And so I kind of embarked on that journey. It's been 7 years since, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it and trying to create it and bring it to life.
That's fantastic. I think, as obviously I'm not writing it something at the same length as you are, but just admiring from afar, it's really impressive, and can't wait to see it out in the wild for people to read and really experience. One of the things that, we've talked about that's a little bit interesting for your project is you're creating what you're calling a visual novel. Give our listeners a sense of the different experience they can expect from, a traditional text novel.
Right. So, I call my visual novel basically a book on acid. It is a truly immersive type of experience. The traditional novel, you have where you've got to kind of imagine, everything. And that's great. We've got obviously great writers with great descriptions and be able to kind of visualize everything. But I kind of bring it all to you in one package. It's got a lot of really great dip. I would say that it's kind of a combination between a graphic novel, a traditional novel with great dialogue, and then some very stylish formats that you would see in like your latest magazine, and it's all kind of compiled into one. It's definitely a hodgepodge of uniqueness, I think, that will kind of really immerse and get the reader into what's going on. So that not only will they be able to read in full description that you don't get from a graphic novel, but you will be able to see different scenes and be able to interact with characters as, their dialogue. You'll not only be able to have the dialogue, you'll be able to see kind of who's talking and the back and forth, and so it's a very immersive, interactive type of experience that I think that most people would be used to in a video game.
I dig it. Can't wait to see it in action as well. But before then, JB's giving us a peek behind the curtains here. He's gonna read a passage from The Seventh Spark. JB, take it away.
This is from my chapter, Darkness Falls. In the darkness of night, few things could be darker. The sky covered the earth in a thick blanket of gloom. Two figures stood, one next to the other, posturing and cloaked in hooded garments, which competed with the murkiness of the night for attention. Their eyes stretched out over the desolate land. It was overrun by dead brush. The hanging limbs of tree branches swayed violently, slapping them in the face as they continued their march forward. The wind howled, a biting chill, determined to punish the dark souls for lingering where they did not belong. Even the sky appeared cursed. One soul's star engulfed by the shadow of darkness, the celestial body would act as their guide, leading them, tormenting them. Yet fear and anguish were not foreign to these lowly beings. They welcomed the terrors of the night. Damnation marked them, wretched souls who reveled in mischief and mayhem. One began to pace, uneasy with anticipation. "Can you stop?" the unmoving companion requested. "The meadow anthropoid is belated. His presence overdue," the other figure murmured. "What? It is past the witching hour. I expected better from this inaugurator of devious messiation. "Your constant jittering won't make him come any faster, One Eye," said the other said with a menacing tone. "Keen observation, nefarious figure. I am assuredly an exceptional being, unbeknownst to the likes of your genius. Allow me to demonstrate." Removing the cloak, which concealed it, illuminated the violent splendor of his aura. A celestial being born from the universe itself, a blowing brilliance, a godly sight not meant for the eyes of man. A singular orb centered in the middle of its arrow-like cranium, a psychoptic glaze, yellow iris, red pupil.